In this bulletin, Victoria records 10 new coronavirus cases and 7 deaths. More than a million people die from COVID-19 worldwide. And in sport, Elise Perry to miss the rest of Australia's 2020 and one-day international series against New Zealand due to injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's consistently low numbers of new coronavirus cases is proof his government's containment strategy is working. Victoria has recorded 10 new infections and 7 more deaths, bringing the state's toll to 794. Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day rolling average is now just 18.2, while regional Victoria's is 0.06 cases. Mr. Andrews says it's encouraging to see daily case numbers continue to fall.
That is proof beyond question that this strategy is working, and that's something that is absolutely the work of every single Victorian who's following the rules and playing their part. That should lead to a sense of confidence and optimism that we've took a substantial step on Sunday, and we're well placed to take an even more substantial step towards that COVID normal on or about the 18th or 19th of October.
New South Wales has reported its fourth day without any new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 2 new infections have been recorded in the state, but both are returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. Around 6,300 swabs were taken in New South Wales in the latest reporting period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's vital that testing numbers increase across the state.
Can I stress to everybody, please get tested every day of the week, even if it's on weekends, especially given it's school holidays. We want to make sure as people travel to the regions that they do so in a COVID-safe way, and we can only keep doing well in New South Wales if we keep our testing rates high.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government's health advisory body is considering a proposal to allow some people arriving in Australia to quarantine at home. Since March, returning overseas travellers have been required to spend 2 weeks in hotel quarantine upon arrival in Australia. But Mr. Morrison says the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee is now looking at the safety of some international arrivals completing their isolation at home.
Particularly as we sort of move beyond the phase we're in now, and we do look to see, to have others, our borders open up at some point to safe locations, whether it be New Zealand or parts of the Pacific or places like South Korea or Japan or countries that have had, I think, a much higher rated success, then there are opportunities to look at those alternative methods of triaging, if you like.
More than a million people around the world have now died from COVID-19. John Hopkins University figures show the United States has the highest death toll, with more than 200,000 fatalities, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico and Britain. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has described the global milestone as agonising. Australia's national death toll is 882. 3 people have died in a Northern California wildfire as a separate blaze devastates the famed wine-producing region of Napa and Sonoma. Santa Rosa resident Laura Volatile is among the thousands who have been forced to evacuate their homes as a fire continues to spread across more than 4,500 hectares.
It was actually a great exercise to realize how unprepared I actually was, and I always like to consider myself a prepared person, but I was not. I was like a total mess, and everything went wrong, and I was horrified. It was not smooth at all.
In cricket, star all-rounder Elise Perry will miss the rest of Australia's 2020 and one-day international series against New Zealand after re-injuring her right hamstring. The 29-year-old suffered a minor strain during a recent running session and will miss tomorrow's T20 clash at Allan Border Field, as well as the upcoming 3-match one-day international series. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, a shower or two, 19. Melbourne, much the same, 20. Hobart, cloudy, 21. Canberra showers, 14. Wollongong, a shower or two and 21 degrees. Possible shower for Sydney, 23. Newcastle, cloudy, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, also partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.